Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, Parshas Vayelech, Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. We'll speak about the Pratim of Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, where it comes from, some of the Dinim of Ksiva Sefer Torah, Daik and how the Rambam understands the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And if we get to in the end, we'll see some other things that come from this Mitzvah, L'mashal, just about writing. If you're allowed to write different parshas, allowed to write psukim, hopefully we'll see a lot about heter writing psukim, if there is a heter. So, pasuk is, in parshas Vayelech, it's pasuk yotes, v'ato kisvu lachem es hashira hazos, v'lomdo es b'nei Yisrael, sima b'fihem, l'man t'yali hashira hazos l'eid b'nei Yisrael. Now write for yourselves this shira, and teach it to Bnei Yisrael. Sima b'fihem, the shira should be an aid for Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, as hashira hazos, hazinu hashamayim, referring to hazinu. The shira of the atakes v'lachem, there's a mitzvah to write the shira. Rashi says it's referring to shira's hazinu. The Rambam, in Perek Zayin, Mehilchos Sefer Torah, read to the Lashon of the Rambam. Mitzvahs ase, al kol ish v'ish b'Yisrael, Lichtov Sefer Torah liatzmo, shenemar, v'ato kisvu lachem es hashira hazos, klomar, kisvu es haTorah, sheyesh bo shira zu. Write the Torah which happens to have this shira in it. That's pshat in the pasuk. Lefi, why? How do we know? Look, the Rambam, lefi, she'ein kosin es haTorah parshias parshias. You're not allowed to write the Torah in parshias parshias, each parsha at a time. Rather, you have to write the Torah as a whole. So what he means to say is, you wouldn't be allowed to write Parshas Hazinu by itself. So, therefore, it must be that the Kavan... We'll see exactly if this is Pshat Rambam or not. We'll just say this. We'll say it simply right now, that when the Torah says, Kisvu lachem es hashira hazos, it can't be referring to only Hazinu, because Ein Kosin Torah Parshi is Parshis. You can't write each Parsha by itself, so it must be referring to Torah Sheyesh Bo Hashira. Okay. The Makor for the Rambam is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. How do you know this is Pshat, besides for the saying, because it must be Enkos and Parshas Parshas? Where do you see this from Shas? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Chaf Alf Mubez. This is the Makor for the Rambam. Omer Rabo, Afal Pisha Hinichu Lo Avosa L'Odom Sefer Torah. You got a Sefer Torah as a Yerusha. Nonetheless, Mitzvah Lichtov Mishalo, there's a Mitzvah to write your own Sefer Torah, Shenemar, V'ata Kisvah L'Chem Es Hashira. Gemara clearly learns from V'yata Kisvu L'chem Sashira, there's a mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah, it's not enough B'Yerusha, and it's clearly not referring to only Hazinu, because V'yata Kisvu L'chem Sashira, Gemara says, mitzvah lichtov Sefer Torah. That's the Rambam's Makor from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now, Agav, so it's Muchach that, again, not enough to be Yoresh, they're not Mekayim the Mitzvah just by having a Sefer Torah. You have to write the Sefer Torah. However, there's Gemara in Menachos, Mar Menachos Daf Lamed, that talks about being Kona a Sefer Torah. Amar Yeshua Bar Abba Rav Gidol Marav, Halokeach Sefer Torah Menashuk, Kechotev Mitzvah Menashuk. You buy a Sefer Torah from the marketplace, it's like you're a chotef mitzvah menashuk. Chotef mitzvah. It's a disparaging lashon, but kechotef mitzvah, like you grab a mitzvah. Kosvu, if you write it. Ma love a love a kosvu kiilu kiblu me har sinai, it's as if you got it from har sinai. Amar of sheshes. Im higia afilu os achas. If you write one letter. Ma love a kosvu kiilu kiblu me har sinai, kiilu kosvu. You write one letter, it's as if you wrote the whole thing. By chotef mitzvah, Rashi learns. Mitzvah oven. If you buy it from the shuk, it's kechotef mitzvah. You did a mitzvah. Avoli kosov have a mitzvah yisera tvei. But if you were to write it, that's a greater mitzvah. That's the way it should be done. But if you buy it, so you did a mitzvah. The Ramah doesn't learn the Gemara that way. The Ramah in Simon Ayin Reish in Yoredeya learns that if you buy it, sefer Torah min ashuk, then you're not yotzei the mitzvah. But lefi Rashi, you are yotzei by buying it. So Menachas Chinuch asks, Menachas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tarfresh Yud Gimel, the last mitzvah in the minyan of mitzvahs, Menachas Chinuch asks, what's the difference between Yerusha and Kenyan? The diuk that you the pshat and pasuk of Kisvil Lachem Sashira Hazos, the reason why Yerusha is not good enough is because it says Kisvil, not from Lachem. Menachas Chinuch, it's Kisvil, you have to write it. Buying it, it's not writing it either. Why is it that Kenyan, you would be Yotze the mitzvah, and Yerusha, you're not? Kisvil is whatever. Yerusha is not b'chol k'siva. Kenyan is not b'chol k'siva. What's the chiluk between Yerusha and Kenyan? That Yerusha, you're not Yotze, and for Kenyan, you are Yotze. So Menachas Chinuch asked that kasha. Now, okay. And regarding that which the Gemara says that Higia Os Achas, you write one letter, it's as if you wrote the whole Sefer Torah. So Rambam brings this. Rambam in the Hemshech of this halacha, Paragi Zayin Halacha Aleph, he quotes the Gemara, Af Pishin Nichol Olam Avos of Sefer Torah. You got the Sefer Torah's Yerusha, Mitzvah Lichtov Mishalo, Bim Kosvu Biyodo, if you write it yourself, Kilo Kiblu Mesinai, In you deal Lichtov Acherim Kosno, you don't know how to write, you should have someone else write it for you. V'chol Magia B'Sefer Torah, Filo Os Achas, you write one letter, Harezu Kilo Kosvu Kudos, as if you wrote the whole thing. So Mestama, that's the Inyan that when you write Sefer Torah, everyone tries to write a letter because it's as if you wrote the whole Sefer Torah. It's as if you were Mekayim the Mitzvah. Tosvos in Menachos learns differently. Tosvos in Menachos learns, Pshat in Higia Os Achas, is Kilu Kosvo. Tosvos learns, talking about the case of the Sefer Torah was by someone's house or in the Shuk, whatever, Be'avera. It's Chaser and Os. It's missing. So it's Puzzle. And it's also for him to keep a Sefer Torah, which isn't kosher. It's also for him to keep it. We learned in Ksuvos last year. So by buying it and by fixing that letter, writing that one letter, it's kilu kosvo. By changing it, by taking the Sefer Torah from a matzav of avera to a matzav of kashrus, that's why it's kilu kosvo. It's as if you wrote the whole Sefer Torah. But lechora, lefi d'apshan d'gemara, it wouldn't be a raya to the inyan that we do nowadays of each person writing it, that kilu kosvo kulo. According to Tosfos, the Gemara is taught the Maila Lava Kosov, Kilu Kosov, the fact that you write one letter, it's Kilu, you wrote the whole Sefer Torah, is talking about a case of when you fix it from a matzav of Avera to make it a Sefer Torah Kasha. That's Agav. Now, so the Rambam says again that we see from this Pasuk a Makor to write the whole Sefer Torah. So the Shagas Arya in Simen Lamadala has a Hakira, what's Pshat in this Rambam? We say the Rambam says again, Kolomer kisvus a Torah sheish b'shira zu, write this Torah which has this shira in it, lefi she'en kosvan Torah parshis parshis. So he has a chakira like this. Do we say that really the pshat in the pasuk, the ikar kepeda, that which we're makbed on in the Torah meant with after kisvul lechem sashira has those, is the ikar kepeda is hazino, like Rashi says, referring to hazino. But because there's a din of en kosvan parshis parshis, that you can't write each parsha on its own, you have to write the sefer. You have to write the whole sefer Torah. And that's why Rambam knows from here there's a mitzvah to write Sefer Torah. Or no. Really, the Torah's makbid on writing, the Iker mitzvah is to write the whole Sefer Torah. Meaning, before the puzzle came along, because we know there's a concept of enkos and parashas, that you can't write each parasha individually, of course the kavanah of the Torah, when it said, Kisvu lachem es hashira hazos, is it had to be referring to Torah. Pshat in the pasuk of write the shira is referring to Torah sheish b'shira. That's pshat in pasuk. So again, he's choker. Is the ikar kepeda on the shira, but just because of the separate din that you can't write the shira by itself, you have to write the whole sefer Torah, or no? The pshat is that the ikar kavanah of the Torah is to write this entire is to write the Torah sheish b'shira zu. Meaning, because we have a concept of enkos and parashas, therefore the Torah commit. Therefore, the tzivui of ata kisvu lachem es hashira is to write the whole sefer Torah. Nafgamina. It says two nafgaminas. Number one, if you're over in this iser, enkos and parashas, you're over. You decide to write a parsha by itself, and you wrote just parashas hazino. Are you yotze? If we say like the first thought, that the ikar kepeda of the Torah is only on hazino. So even though you're over the Isra by writing just Hazinu, because you're not allowed to write Parshas individually, you still will be Yotze this mitzvah of Ata Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Hazos. However, if the Ikar mitzvah is to write the whole Sefer Torah, so by writing Hazinu, not only were you over the Isra, you also were Mekayim, any mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, because the whole mitzvah is to write the whole Sefer Torah. A second Nafkamin, he says, is you have a whole Sefer Torah, and it gets torn, it gets worn out, and all that's left is Hazinu, or it's torn until Hazinu, or even more than Hazinu. So were you yotzi this mitzvah of kisvul lachem so shira hazos? If the mitzvah is on the shira, so you still have parshas hazinu there. So you're still yotzi the mitzvah after kisvul lachem so shira hazos. If the mitzvah is to write the whole sefer Torah, then it's lacking. It's possible, and you don't have that mitzvah either. Those are the two nachmanim he says, and he says from the lashon of the Rambam, it's more meduyik like the second tzad that the mitzvah is to write the whole sefer Torah, the hainu Torah sheish b'shira zu, because the lashon of the Rambam is. After he quotes the pasuk, he says, "Kalomar kisvu es haTorah sheish b'shira zu." Write this Torah that has this shira inside of it. Lefisha enkos and parshis parashias. If the mitzvah was be'etzem on hazinu, and a side thing was to write the whole sefer Torah because of the separate din of enkos and parshis parashias, the lashon of write this Torah that has this shira in it, you wouldn't put that back into the pasuk. When he quotes the pasuk, we have to kisvu lachem shira zu. Kalomar, what's pshat in pasuk is. Kisvu was the Torah sheish b'shira zu. The kavanah of the Torah of Kisvu was to write the Torah sheish b'shira zu. By putting it into the pasuk, it's much more like the second set that the Ikar Kepeda is to write the whole Torah and not just Hazin. That's the way the Shagas Arya says. More we do it like the second set. We good? Ish. Huh?
And the last part.
What's the right from the pasuk?
I was like, oh.
What?
You said it's more like.
Yeah, the Shagas Arya is mochich that it's more like the second side that the Ikar Kepeda is to write the whole Sefer Torah, because the fact that the Rambam says mitzvah kol ish v'ish miyisrael lichtov Sefer Torah li'atmos shenemar v'yata kisvu lachem es asher hazos kolomar what's pshat in kisvu lachem kisvu es haTorah sheish b'shira zu, write the Torah that has the shira in it. So if the mitzvah was only on Parshas Hazinu, and just because we say enkos and parshas, that's why you have to write the whole Sefer Torah, it would be strange for the Rambam to say that. Pshat, to read it back into the pasuk of Kisvu Lachem, of Kisvu Satorah Sheish B'Shira Zu. Write, what does it mean, Kisvu Satorah? Write the Torah that has the Shira. That the Pshat in the pasuk is to write the Torah. Like the first side, the Pshat in the Torah is to write the Shira, to write Parshas Ha'azino. And it happens to be that you have to write the whole Sefer Torah because of Inkos and Parshas Parshias. But Pshat in pasuk of Kisvu Lachem Shira has nothing to do with writing the whole Sefer Torah, according to the first side. So the fact that he reads it back into the pasuk is more mashma, like the second side, that because we have a concept of Inkos and Parshas, that means that the Kavanas of the Torah of Kisvu Lachem HaShira Hazos has to be referring to the whole Sefer Torah. And that's the way it's mashma in the Chinuch as well. The Chinuch quotes almost verbatim like the Rambam. He doesn't even say the words Inkos and Parshas. He just says, he quotes Kisvu Lachem HaShira Hazos, Kolomar, Kisvu Lachem HaTorah Sheish B'Shira Zu. The way the Chinuch quotes it is, what does it mean, Psham, Pasuk Kisvu Lachem HaShira Hazos? It means write the Torah. So it sounds like the Ikar Kepeda is to write the whole Torah, and Enkos and Parshas teaches us that that's pshat in pasuk. So it will come out lemaisa that if you were over just for the hazinu, you weren't yosei the mitzvah of kisvu lachem shira hazos, because the mitzvah of kisvu lachem shira hazos is to write the whole sefer Torah. That's Chakir Shagas Arya. That's what he comes out with. Now, so the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Yoredeus Amenration and Dalad, he asks, what's Pshat in the Gemara? How did the Gemara know? The Gemara said that Yerusha is not enough, you need to write the Sefer Torah from Kisvu Lachem HaShira Hazos. How did the Gemara know it's referring to Ksiva Sefer Torah? Maybe it's referring to only Hazinu. And he quotes the Rambam, that Zoshan is Alkein Hishakim HaRambam, that because Enkos and Parshas, that's how we know that Kisvu Lachem HaShira Hazos is referring to the whole Sefer Torah. So he says, and the pshat in that is, Kisvu Torah Sheish B'Shira. The way you read the pasuk of Ata Kisvu Lachem HaShira is write the Torah that has the Shira in it. And he says, V'ein Adam, and no one would dare say that Lamaskana, the Kavanah Kosh Baruch Hu, was to write the Shira. But because you can't write a Parsha by itself, therefore you have to write the whole Sefer Torah. And the whole Torah will be Tofel to the Shira. And he quotes these Nafkaminas. He says, the Nafkamina, that if you're over just to write the Parsha Sazinu by itself, then you'll be Yotze Yehovah of Ata Kisvu Lachem HaShira Hazos. Inami, you wrote the whole Torah and it becomes puzzle because it gets ruined, it gets worn out, then you would be Yotze. He says, even though you could have said that Shana Gemara, meaning like the first side of Shagas Arye, he doesn't quote the Shagas Arye, Al Koponim, his Lashon is, Ladaiti, Lo yita bazeh bar beirav dechad yomer. Anybody who's in the base medrash for even one day would not make such a mistake to say the pshat. Okay, before we say the context of the Chasam Sofer, he's just saying that in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the pshat, the pasuk is referring to the whole Sefer Torah, is nothing like the second sad, that the pasuk is referring to the whole Sefer Torah, and not like the first sad that's referring to Hazinu, and because of Enkos and Parshas, you have to say that you have to write mitzvah to the whole, you have to write the entire mitzvah, you have to write the entire Sefer Torah. No one who is in the basement just for one day would make such a mistake. Okay, the Chasam Sofer came after the Shagas Aryeh. He doesn't quote the Chakiv of Shagas Aryeh. He just says it's Pashat, the second side, not the first side. What he's doing with there is, there's a tour, a rush, that say, Bismanenu, this is pretty well known, that the Iker Mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah, is to have Humashim Gemaras, Perushehem, because he says the reason behind Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah is because they used to learn from it. So part and parcel of the Mitzvah is to learn from it. But nowadays, we leave it in the Aron. It's just for the Beis Knesset. We wouldn't learn from it if we had it in our houses. So the Ikar Mitzvah is to have those Svarim that you learn from. So that's the main Mitzvah. And the Beis Yosef explains that it's not coming to say that there's no Mitzvah at all to write a Sefer Torah or Bismanenu. He's saying the Torah means to say that it's adding on to it. The Mitzvah is not only to write a Sefer Torah, it's also to have and to write the Perushim, and that's the main mitzvah. But definitely there is a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. There are those that are cholik. There's the Prisha in Yerodea. The Prisha says that Simon Ein Reish, Prisha says that there's no mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah Bisman Hazeh. The only mitzvah is Perushayim, because we don't learn from it. But we're not going like that. So the Chasam Sofer says, so this only makes sense if you say that the Ikar Mitzvah is to write the whole Sefer Torah. Then you could say, the Mitzvah nowadays, the Mitzvah is not to write the whole Sefer Torah nowadays, the main Mitzvah is to learn from the Perushim. But according to the first Sa, we said that the Mitzvah of the Ata Kisvah L'chama Shira Zos is really referring to Hazino. And just because of a separate din that you can't write a Parsha Bifnei Atzma, therefore you have to write the whole Sefer Torah, so how can the Rosh come along and say, you know what, nowadays that's not so nogeya because we don't learn from the Sefer Torah, so you should mekayim this mitzvah of learning from it through Svarim. What in the world, the whole mitzvah to begin with, the Iker, is just to have Parshas Hazino. So you're not going to open up Hazino and learn from Parshas Hazino. Obviously, if that was the pshat, the mitzvah would have nothing to do with learning from the Torah. The reason behind the mitzvah would just be because you have to write Hazinu for whatever reason it is, either because it's edus in the whole Torah, but nothing to do with learning from it. So the context of the rush to say the mitzvah is not on the whole Torah nowadays, it's referring to the Perushim, that only makes sense to say that the main mitzvah l'chachila was to write the whole Sefer Torah. Al-Kuponim, the Chasam Sofer says that's the pshat, and no one would make a mistake to say like the first way. So it's fascinating because the Chasam Sofer does not mention the Shagas Aryeh at all. He even brought the same two nafkaminas that the Shagas Aryeh brought, about the Sefer Torah being worn out, or being over and just writing it. So I looked in some Nachronim, say like clearly the Chasam Sofer did not see the Shagas Aryeh, but that's the way the Chasam Sofer learns. Now from Rashi in the Parsha, we started with Rashi, it says Shira Hazos, Rashi says Hazino. That's definitely not like the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Rambam and the Chinuch say, Kisvu Lachem is a Shira Hazos, Pshat in Pasuk is, it's referring to the Torah that has the Shira, like the second side of Shagas Aryeh, that the Pasuk is referring to the whole, that you have to write the whole Torah, Rashi says Hazino. So Rashi's not learning that the mitzvah is to write the whole Sefer Torah. He might hold that way because of this other din that you can't write Parshas by itself. It might come out that you have to write this whole Sefer Torah anyways. But the Pshat in the Pasuk, according to Rashi in Parshas Vayelech here, is Kisvu Lachem is a Shira, the Shira is referring to Hazino. The Rambam was in the Farsh Pasuk, he would say, what does it mean Shira? It means Torah Sheish Bashira Zu. It's referring to the Torah, not to the Shira. So it comes out of Machlokas Rashi in the Rambam. Now, okay, so let's move on. So now, this concept of Enkos and Parshas, it comes from Gemara in Gittin Dav Samech. There's Machlokas. If the Torah was Megillah Nitna or Chasuma Nitna, which means what happened l'maisa in history? Did every time Moshe Rabbeinu got a parsha, he wrote it, and only achar boim shana, he was madbik them together. He sewn them and pasted all the parshas together. or no, Chasumanit, that at the end of 40 years, that's when he wrote down everything. Okay? And the Gemara is a little more complicated than I'm going to present it, but for simplicity purposes, we'll just say that the Gemara explains that if you say Chasumanitna, that the Torah was only written down at the end of 40 years, you see from that that you can't write down parshas individually, the same way that Moshe waited 40 years to write it down. The Gemara says that each Chumash separately is okay to write. It's not clear where that comes from, but a Chumash individually is okay, because that's considered Davar Shalim Bifnei Atzmo. Mistama, a pasuk is not, a perik is not, a chumash is okay. But a Sefer Torah, the same way that Moshe wrote a Sefer Torah at the end of 40 years, that's the only way you could either that or a chumash you could write, but a parsha you can't write. But if you say Megillah Nitna, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote each parsha individually, then we also would be able to write each parsha individually. That's a machlokas Gemara. Rambam that says Ein Kosins Torah Parshias is passing like the day of Lechumra Chasumanitna that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote at the end of 40 years, and therefore you can't write each parsha individually. So now, if you hold that you're allowed to write down each parsha individually, then you would have no raya that there's a mitzvah to write the whole Sefer Torah. The Rambam explains the mitzvah of V'ata Kisvu Lechem Asashira Hazos comes from the fact that since you can't write down parshas individually, that's why the pasuk must be, either, we said two ways, the pasuk must be referring to writing the whole Sefer Torah, even the pasuk is referring to only Hazinu, because you can't write each parsha individually, it must be that you have to write down the whole Sefer Torah. That's only because you can't write each parsha individually. But according to the day in the Gemara that holds you could write each parsha individually, there would be no raya, the way the Rambam learns this pasuk, this mitzvah, there would be no makor to write down the whole Sefer Torah, which is possibly a bit of a kasha. Now, on top of that, this Gemara Nedarim, won't speak it out for time's sake, simplicity's sake, right now. But the Gemara, I'll speak it out. Okay, the Gemara says that basically that the Torah. Oh, let me see inside. The Gemara is Lo Nitna Torah El Moshe Lazaro. The Torah was given to Moshe Lazaro. The Gemara is a kasha from our pasuk. Write for yourselves, meaning for all of Klai Yisrael, write this Shira. The Gemara says, so it's mashma that it, write down this Shira. So it's mashma that that the Torah was given not just to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's given to everybody. It's given to all Klai Yisrael. Write for yourselves. Kisvu lachem, for everybody. Gemara is docha Shira lechuda. Really, the Torah was only given to Moshe. What's this mitzvah of write down for yourselves? That's Shira Lechuda. It's only referring to the Shira. So the Gemara clearly seems to be learning the pasuk of Kisvu Lechem Shira Hazos is referring to the Shira alone. That the Gemara has a tzad. They ask this on the Rambam. How can you say that our pasuk of Kisvu Lechem Shira Hazos is referring to the whole Sefer Torah? Gemara here has a tzad of the Ata Kisvu Lechem Shira Hazos is only referring to the Shira. And we also pointed out that there's a day in the Gemara that holds you can write down the Parsha. And it makes sense because there's a day in the Gemara that holds you're allowed to write down Parshas individually. So maybe the Torah is saying, write down for yourself this Parsha. Parsha is Ha'azinu, not the whole Torah. And you're allowed to do that, according to that day in the Gemara at least, that you're allowed to write down Parshas individually. Okay? This Gemara would be Akasha on the Rambam. It's against the Gemara in Sanhedrin that pulls out from this Pasuk that you're chayav to write down the whole, that you're chayav to write the whole Sefer Torah. This Gemara is saying the Pasuk is only referring to Parsha Shira. So there's a lot of pieces that need to be put together here. See, the Maskan of the Gemara, I guess, already brings that the Gemara holds that the Ata Kisvu Lechem Shira Hazos is really referring to the whole Sefer Torah, so it's not Kasha the Maskana. But you see this at Sad, the Gemara is only referring to the Shira. But it will come out that, according to this, we have three drachim of how to learn Pshat and Pasuk of Kisvu Lechem Shira Hazos. First Sad, it says referring to this, the mitzvah maker didn't to write the whole Sefer Torah. Because we know this concept of Torah Chasuma Ninda, which means the Torah was written at the end of 40 years. And you can't write down parshas individually. So the Torah commanded us to write that of Kisvu Lechem Shira Hazos must be referring to write down the whole Sefer Torah that has the Shira in it. That was one way of learning. We had a middle way of learning that's really referring to only Hazino. And because Ein Kosem Parshas Parshas, so by default you have to write down the whole Sefer Torah. Or maybe it's only referring to Parshas Hazinu by itself. Rashi's a little bit mashma that way al Torah that says Hashira's Hazinu. The Gemara and Dharma has it sad. That means only write down Parshas Hazinu because it says write for yourselves Shira Luchot. And the truth is, just the Mar Makom B'Alma, that Gemara in Sanhedrin that says to write down that the Makor for writing Sefer Torah comes from Kisvul Chumashir Hazos, the way the Marashal learns the Gemara there, comes out that Abaye would hold, there's no Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah at all. And the Aruch HaNer asked the Marashal, we don't find any Machlokas. We never found anybody that holds that there's no Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. But according to everything we're saying now, it's not so Pashut. There might be, you know, definitely room to work with that. It's not so. If the whole Makor of Ksiva Sefer Torah comes from Ein Kosem Parshias Parshias, which is based on one day in the Gemara, and it'll come out according to the day in the Gemara that holds that you are allowed to write down Parshias individually, we asked before, would have no source for writing down the whole Sefer Torah, which would fit with the way Marshal learns Abaye, that there's no Makor to learn, that there's no Makor from this Pasuk to write the whole Sefer Torah. So, again, we have three ways of learning with Pshat and Pasuk, and it's, while the Rambam passes, this is the Makor, and the Chinuch as well, for Ksiva Sefer Torah, it's not so Pasha, that's L'chol HaDeos. On this concept of Ein Kosem Parshias Parshias, there are a few other Ha'aras. First of all, the Acharonim are Me'orer. Why is this any different than Tefillin U'Mezuzos and Parshias Sota? There's a special Sivoy to write Parshias Tefillin, to write Parshias Mezuzah, to write Parshias Sota. And we don't say Ein Kosem Parshias Parshias. We don't say you're not allowed to write Parsha individually. So, whatever the explanation is there, whatever heter you have there to write down those Parshias individually, maybe Taka, the Kavanah Satorah of Kisvul HaMashir HaZos, is not referring to the whole Sefer Torah. Maybe it's Taka referring to Hazinu. I, Zot Ramam, Ein Kosem Parshias Parshias. You are allowed to write Parshias Parshias. Sometimes you find the Torah commanded to write a Parsha individually. Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sota. What's the Chiluk they hear? It can't. Here the Rambam learns it can't be referring to only Parshas Hazinu, and by default, or whether it's Pshat and Pasuk or not, it's referring to there's a mitzvah to write the whole Sefer Torah. What's the difference between that and mitzvah Tefillin and the mezuzah? That's one kasha they ask. We will not say terutzim. Another kasha they ask is, we said before, you are allowed to write a Chumash Shalem. You're allowed to write a Chumash Shalem. Whatever the reason is, it comes up in the Gemara in Gittin Da Samech. While you can't write Parshas individually, you could write a Chumash Shalem. So, how can you say that since you can't write Parshas Hazinu by default, you have to write the whole Sefer, Torah, maybe because you can't write Parshas Hazinu by default, you have to write all of Chumash Dvarim. And that's it. Like that first thought, that Hashir HaZos is referring to only Hazinu. And Zot Rambam, Ein Kosem Parshias Parshias, so therefore you have to write the whole Sefer Torah. Mechateza. Maybe Ein Kosem Parshias Parshias, but you could write a Chumash Shalem. So maybe there's a mitzvah to write all Parshas Devarim, and you have in that the Shira. And there's no chisor of Ein Kosem Parshas Parshas because you have a Chumash Shalem. That's another kasha they ask. It's not such a stark kasha because it's just, they basically answer in one way or another. Misvara would be a funny thing that it comes out that you only write Sefer Devarim. Like, I hear a reason to write Parshas Hazinu. I hear a reason to write Sefer Torah. But to come out to have a mitzvah to write Parshas Devarim, Misvara, it would be difficult that the Torah would want you to write Sefer Devarim. Now, last Ha'ara, within Ein Kosem Parshias Parshias, what's Pshat that the Rambam says Ein Kosem Parshias Parshias? Ein Kosem Parshias Parshias. Yeshlis topic. Is he coming to say that you only can't write Parshias? Psukim you could write? Or does he mean to say you can't write Parshias and Kavah Chomer you can't write Psukim? Again, if the idea that you have to write a whole Sefer Torah or a whole Chumash comes from the fact that you have to write a Dover Shalem, it's the way that the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote at the end of 40 years, he wrote all the Sefer Torah all in one shot, so too we have to write it down that way. We can't write Parshas individually. Misvara, you would say, Psukim as well. You can't write individually because it's not a Dover Shalem. Or maybe no. So when Rashi says in the Gemara and Gittin Da Samech, Rashi says Megillah, Megillah, Nitna. We say according to one day you could write down Parshas individually. Rashi says Parsha Achas Oshtaim. You could write down one or two Parshas individually. Okay? Or that's Machlokas. According to that day you could. According to the Mandamar Chasuma you can't. So what would they say about Pesukim? Maybe you say Kavah Homer. You could write Psukim. Not clear. But the Gemara says there's a heter. There's a way you, according to the Mandamar, you can't write Parashias. There's a heter called Sirugin. Sirugin means basically not straight. And Rashi says there, the way you do it is you write down the first word, and every word afterwards is Berashi Tevos. That's the way you're allowed to write down full Psukim. Mashma. That if you don't do it in this way, you don't write down with Rashi Tevos, it would be also to write even one Pasuk. If the heter, again, of Bisirugin, to write is with the first word, then Rashi Tevos afterwards, it's mashma that without that, it would be Aser, even with one Pasuk. So you can't write down Psukim. That's what would be mashma from the way Rashi learns. And Rambam has a different definition of what Sirugin means. Rambam learns it means that you could write down three words per line. So you write down a pasuk, it's Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Lemor Da, and three words per line. That's the way he learns Sirugin. But now, so that's the Shaila. And now it's clear from a Rambam and Shuva how he learns. Because I don't think it's widely discussed. Everyone quotes, you talk about Enkos and Parshas. I think the Pasha way people learn is there's a machlokas in the Gemara, could you write parshas or not? So, Zot the Rambam, we pass in Enkos and parshas, and that affects our mitzvah that you have to write down the whole Sefer Torah. Psukim, Rambam's not dealing with, Rambam's not addressing, you could write psukim, you can't write psukim, I don't know. I think most people think that Rambam would say, you could write psukim, it's nothing to do with the machlokas in the Gemara. Rambam and Tshuva is clear not that way. Rambam and Tshuva, he was asked, and this is passing Shulchan Aruch, Rambam and Tshuva was asked, someone wanted to engrave into the talus the psukim. The psukim of Parshas Tzitzis. So Rambam says, "Ein nachon klal." He quotes two reasons why you can't do that. It's Rambam in Pe'er HaDor, Siman Zayin. He says the second reason he writes is because it's going to come out to be a bizayim, because since you could bring a talis into the Beis HaKisei, you'll bring these psukim into the Beis HaKisei, and that's not good. The first reason he says though is because you're not allowed to write psukim, and it's not only writing; it's even engraving psukim. The lashon of the tshuva is. She'ein lichtov min haTorah psukim psukim. You can't write psukim from the Torah. Aval yichtov, if you want to write, yichtov gimel tevos lo yoser. Write three words and no more. Like the way the Rambam learns the Gemara, that you have a head to write three words per line. Ve'im nitchakenu lahovi pasuk l'raya. If for some reason we need to bring a pasuk as a raya for something, nishana haksiva v'nasa simonim. Change the ksiva and use simonim. Like Rashi Tevos. O nechtov mikol teva os achas oshtayim, or write one or two letters from each word. And you'll figure out, based on that, what pasuk you're referring to. Lefi shelo nitna Torah likosev parsha parsha. The Torah was not given to be written each parsha individually, like he paskins here, en kos and parshias parshias, like that day, that you can't write parshias individually. The kol shekem pasuk upasuk. And definitely you can't write pasuk upasuk. It's not a special din that pasuk you could write parsha kamashma and you can't. Parsha is a shiloh about we pasuk and you can't write it, but kol shekein you can't write psukim. And tzas mashma by saying kol shekein lekuliyam according to all days you can't write even the pasuk. Yoredeya simin reish pei gimel the Shulchan Aruch paskins this about not engraving psukim onto a talis. The shach brings Rabbeinu Yerucham one of the Rishonim that brings the same the Rambam you can't write psukim. The Shach says about this, Nispashi haminag lahakel vazeh. The Shach is against the Rambam, against the Yeruchim. The Shach says the minag is lahakel to write psukim. However, in Orach Chaim, Tov Reish Lamed Ches, Hilchos Sukkah, by noi sukkah, by decorations, the Magen Avraham says, Osan hachokim pasuk, those who engrave the pasuk of basukos teshvu, al hadlas, on the fruits, the gourds, those who put the psukim there, lo osim yafeh. It's not a good thing to put the psukim on the noi sukkah. Kimosha kosov simin reish pe gimel like the Shulchan Aruch paskins by talis. The Beis Yosef the taz. The Beis Yosef the taz over there says not like the shach. The taz says oser lichtov pasuk echad. You have the Shulchan Aruch. You have the taz. You have Ben Yeruchim. You have the Rambam. All saying you can't write a pasuk, and that's just push away to learn the svara. That's push away to learn the Gemara. The shail about parshias, but the pasuk definitely you have no head to the right. A chumash yeah, a sefer Torah yeah. Parshias is a shaila, pasuk no. The shach is in spashim in the lahakel. Shach lechor is very shmer from the Gemara from the Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah there, in Hilchos Sukkah brings this Magen Avraham that you can't engrave a pasuk on decorations, and he adds, because davka lehislamed shari, it could be there's a source that to teach you're allowed to write full pesukim. There'd be a special heter. The Rif paskins that way is what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. Rambam never mentions this heter. Rambam mentions that yesh misha, someone who's mekel that to teach is shari, is referring to the Rif. Rambam himself doesn't paskin that way. Mishnah Berurah says maybe to teach would be mutter. Aval shelo letzorich aser. You might have come and told me decorations is letzorich, it's for the mitzvah of the chag. Mishnah Berurah says that's called shelo letzorich. Anything letzorich, meaning lehislamed, is mutter. Anything else would be aser. Mishnah Berurah, that's the way Mishnah Berurah paskins the Tarfei Shalom Ches. So therefore, Pshat and the Rambam of Inkos and Parshis means that we hold that this is Aser, but Psukim are even more Aser. Possibly even according to the Manda Amar that you're allowed to write Parshis, Psukim would be Aser. So according to all these opinions, we have the Rambam, the Shach brings Rabbi Yerucham, the Taz, Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah. So you have to know what would be the Heter. So on a Paroches, you often find full psukim engraved. What's the pshat? It's not lehislamed. By Hachnasa Sefer Torah and Eretz Yisrael, they have the full psukim, you know, on banners and stuff. What's the pshat? All over the place. Chiddushei Torah itself. How do you write a full pasuk? Rambam told you how to do it. Rashi Tevos, three words per line. You know, you look in the Rambam itself, the way that we have when the Rambam brings the pasuk for Araya, it's the way it's brought in the Rambam that we have printed is you'll find more than three words from the pasuk brought at one time. It'd be very interesting to see the Kisvei Yad of the Rambam of if in this Kisvei Yad if it was three words at a time and not more, if you wrote Rosh Tevos, it'd be fascinating to see. But the Rambam clearly paskins that, or in Tshuva for sure, that's also to write the pasuk. So to be Misakim, so start with the pasuk of Ata Kisvei Lachem Hashira Hazos. The Rambam and Chinuch learned this is the Makor for Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. They get it from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Afafal from Abayz. Shagas Aryeh has a Shiloh. We discussed that Yerusha is not a Mitzvah, Kinyan is a Shiloh, if to be Kohen a Sefer Torah, if you go to the Mitzvah or not. To write one letter is a Shiloh. When the Gemara says that that's Kilu Kosvu Kol Torah, it's as if you wrote the whole Sefer Torah is a Shiloh, if that means in any case, or davka to make a Sefer Torah that was written, that was puzzled to make into a kosher one, if only then you get the Milev as if you wrote the whole Sefer Torah. That's the Machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. We said over the Chakira of when the Rambam says that this pasuk is referring to writing the whole Sefer Torah, is the Rambam says Enkos and Parshias, we had the Chakira if that means that Iker Kavanah Satorah was to write the whole Sefer Torah, or no, the Kavanah was to write just Parshas Hazinu, and because you can't write a Parsha individually, it has to be by default that you have to write the whole Sefer Torah. And the Nafka, and he said Nafka Minas about that. The Chasam Sofer said, like one side, even though he didn't bring the Shagas Aryeh. From Rashi says that Shira Hazos is referring to Hazinu. You see that it's not referring to the whole Sefer Torah. Brah Gemara Nedarim, which is Mashma, that it's not either way. The pasuk is not referring to the whole Sefer Torah. It might be only referring to Parshas Hazinu. So there's three tzadim. If the mitzvah is, there's two tzadim, is the pasuk referring to the whole Sefer Torah? The three tzadim are, is the pasuk telling you have to write the whole Sefer Torah? Is the pasuk telling you have to write Parshas Hazinu, but by default you have to write the whole Sefer Torah? Or no, it's only referring to Parshas Hazinu, and you're allowed to write Parshas Hazinu, like the day in the Gemara, you're allowed to write Parshas by itself. Those are the three tzadim we said about that. We asked, what's pshat that, how does Rambam know this mitzvah to write the whole Sefer Torah? Maybe it's like tefillin mezuzah, where you have a heter to write a separate Parsha. Maybe here also is a separate mitzvah to write Parshas Hazinu. And when the Rambam says Enkos and Parshas, we said we were mochiach for Rambam and Shuvah that it's definitely not referring to only Parshas is Aser, but Psukim are Mutter. It means Parshas are Aser, but Kol Shekein Psukim are Aser. And Machlokas Nosekem El Shulchan Aruch, if Bizman Lezeh would be Mutter to write Psukim, or if it would be Aser to write Psukim, and Rov Adeus would be Aser to write Psukim, only to teach would be Mutter. Tzarech Yen HaMilin HaOlam. The Shach says, Nispashim Milin LaHakel. Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote Nispashim Milin LaHakel. Ashma would be Aser. Tzarech Yen LaDina. Okay.